This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 20th. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and with me today is Lita. How you doing, Lita?
I'm good. I'm back in the BB game. I think it's been like 3 years since I've done an update. 2 years, maybe.
Yeah, back in the BB ball house.
No, that was BB can.
Yeah.
Back in the BB ball pit, back in the BB brouhaha.
Brouhaha.
Yeah.
I think I actually laughed there instead of saying haha. We're here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 13 in the house, and it was, again, a slower day, although, unlike the day before, there were plans being made throughout the day, things coming together, people talking about where they wanted to go in the future. The things happening now are not things that are like immediate, happenings, but they're long-term plans that may or may not come to fruition, but they are things that I think will likely have a lot of influence over the coming weeks in the game here.
Yes, yesterday was plotting for next week and also The Bachelor.
Very true. Very much so. All right. So let's get straight into it here. Obviously, Kyland is still the HOH. He has nominated Frenchie and Brittany. Derek X went ahead and won the veto, and we are going to have a veto ceremony today. We know what's happening there. So we started the day with Big D and Kyland. Big D is going to, he needs to sort of reposition his game. So Big D in the first week immediately linked up with Frenchie. They were going to be better than Derek and Cody. He also was kind of working with Alyssa in those first couple of nights. But that kind of drifted away. He also had a final two with Christian, who has since backed away from it a bit, because he's sort of seen that Big D is not the most reliable player in the world. And so
it's not reliable to set up a final two with eight different people.
Yeah, not the most.
Oh,
not the
okay.
Most.
Taking notes.
So Big D is now going to be approaching Kyland, for a final two essentially. And this one is a little more realistic in terms of long-term stuff since he's already in the cookout with Kyland. But I do wonder if, Big D approaching Kyland about a final two, if that's just going to turn into whoever wins HOH next week will be approached with the final two from Big D.
Does Big D know that you're allowed to make an alliance with someone without calling it a final two?
I think so, but the alliances that he's joined, he's either been like, first sign of trouble, I'm out of this, or he's been like, so who from the cookout should we target first? Like, it's week two, Big D.
He's all over the place. He wants his final two. And then he's also like kind of making demands with it too. He doesn't want to go against Xavier in the end. So he's not sure about him being part of a final three. Although he says that he'd love it to be like BB Can with an all male final three.
He brings this up a lot. Yeah. It would be great to have the all male final three. Because he thinks maybe a woman would beat him. I don't know.
I don't know either. Derek's relationship to masculinity is very interesting based on kind of a lot of things he's said about, you know, wanting his child to be straight and all of these things. I think that he really wants to be one of the boys in a way. I just imagine him being like, okay, we want no women in the final three, and Frenchie coming in and blowing a whistle, being like, excuse me, not on my watch.
But he wanted Frenchie there.
But Frenchie, Taryn, laid down his life for a woman to not go home.
It's very true. Yeah. Thank Grodner for Frenchie. Big D also talked about like not really wanting to win any HOHs for a long time. He'll talk about people how people should target Derek X and Whitney, but he's not really going to do it himself. He's just going to be throwing HOHs, and sort of coasting along. He does mention that, he would maybe want a final three of himself, Kylan and Xavier. But as you said, he's also weird about that. He does mention that the next person to go needs to be a woman, like Whitney or even maybe Claire.
Do you mean a female? What's a woman?
I think Big D does say woman.
No,
woman.
It's just Brent that says female, yeah. But it's now gotten into my vernacular.
At some points, if I have Brent in a sentence, it's just going to automatically be female. It's just going to be my assumption. He says Whitney or Claire first, then we can deal with Brent. And Kylan is just kind of like nod. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Kylan's fine with that. He wants a woman to go. He says he's going to throw HOHs until final six is when Derek F says that I'm going to definitely win all of the comps.
Of course.
Yeah.
After Big D leaves, Kylan talks to the cameras and he's basically like, that's fine. This is fine with me. I would go to the end with Big D. I think rightfully so. I think that Big D is a great person to bring to the end at the moment. He's just kind of sitting there. Nobody I think would really vote for him in the end as of right now. A lot of people like, people really liked Big D in the first week. People are kind of like, yeah, he's fine now. And nobody really respects his game. Him being there with you in the end, you know, unless people are really pissed at you, you're probably okay. Again, it's week two, but it's not a bad plan so far. And Kylan mentions that he has promised Sarah Beth final two. He kind of wishes he hadn't done that because it's not strictly the truth. He does want to take her as far as possible, but he wants to try and avoid promising final two in the future because that's not exactly what his plan would be.
Tough look for Big D to be kind of looked at as dead in the water on week two, or a great look for him if he can turn it around, but that's tough to do, is be like, wow, he's definitely a goat to take to the end in week two.
Mm-hmm. It happens. And it's honestly, I think you're right too. Like, it's not the worst place in the world to be. All he would need to do is win a few competitions down the road and maybe, you know, be better at making social bonds. But, Kylan is okay with this. It was interesting to me to hear Kylan talk about, Sarah Beth, of course. And I always had this impression that she was probably more loyal to him than he was to her. I think we're kind of getting a little bit of confirmation about that, though it likely won't matter for a long time. And by then it might have changed. So, Big D's also going to talk with Brittany. Brittany is still talking about targeting Hannah. From day two, Brittany has been talking about how Hannah is so threatening and all this stuff. And now she's been nominated by Kylan and her entire team, and everyone's talking about, we need to go after, Whitney and, Brent. But she's still like, yeah, but I could throw Hannah up there. I don't know what Hannah did to Brittany in her life. I don't know.
Yeah, I also just think like there is a lot during these slow weeks, you get a lot of kind of like the pettiness coming out. So we don't necessarily know what it is that Hannah did, but it could literally just be like she made some comment in week one or whatever. Because when you have these dull couple of days where you know it's going to happen, you can kind of see the board is a lot more wide open. And so this is Brittany kind of musing about like, well, what would I do if I like could do anything? Because things aren't really locked in past the next couple of days or past Frenchie going home. So I'm sure it's either like a petty, you know, maybe like a jealousy thing. Maybe there's a boy. There seems to be a lot of kind of like comments going around the house about different things. Or it's just literally a social conflict that she's not able to articulate.
Yeah. Well, Big D is going to come through a little bit here. He says, you know, what are we focusing on Hannah for? Have you thought about this name? Whitney.
About that? Or perhaps Brent?
Yeah.
Have you heard of him?
Kyland is going to talk to Tiffany. They talk more about bringing this group together, Kings, Queens, and Derek X. Specifically, like the sort of immediate thing to figure out is, can we get Derek X to throw this HOH, this coming HOH, in order to allow us to target Brent and Whitney? Because if Derek X wins, then Brent and Whitney will be safe. They need to make sure that Derek X feels comfortable throwing it to the Kings, who are like the big competition threat team that are likely to win. So that's kind of like one of the topics of the day here. We need to make sure that this tension that was created by Frenchie between Derek X and Christian and Alyssa needs to be as squashed as possible, and everyone needs to be made as comfortable as possible so that, you know, this plan can operate smoothly.
Yeah. I'm just so refreshed to hear Derek X involved in everything and everybody trying to make sure that he knows what's going on and he's part of the plan.
Yes. It's good. It's very good for his game. And he is going to be doing a lot of socializing, a lot of bonding. He's really recovered a bit here. It's not without some downsides as well, but we'll get there. Frenchie is going to talk with Kyland. Again, Frenchie is still going to be doing plenty, but it's mostly just moping and talking about, things that don't really matter. We were forced to pay attention to his every whim last week, and now he's just kind of off on his own.
I love Kyland here, though. He's like, you know what would really help me build trust with you moving forward? If you just told me who the two votes were.
Mm-hmm.
That would definitely help you.
He's like, I can tell you one, but I can't. I promised. I'm a man of my word. I would never go back on my word. So I cannot give you the name, which honestly, in a way, should give Kyland the answer pretty much for who did it, considering the very few people remaining in the house that Frenchie would protect. One of them is Big D, who is one of the votes he's already said.
Right.
And then he said, Frenchie said himself, Sarah Beth and Tiffany are the other two, pretty much. So he knows it's probably not Sarah Beth. He's already thought it could be Tiffany. So he should know based on that context. But again, it hasn't really come up too much there about Tiffany, but it was interesting. Frenchie's also going to go up on about that there was some sort of family thing that happened that is one of the reasons why he was doing a thing. It's hard to understand the feeds cut around it a lot. And, ultimately, like I said, it's not really going to matter, but that's one of his things that he's talking about yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sure it's some kind of excuse. I mean, even if there was something that was really going on, which, you know, I'm sure there was. It's just one of those things is like, oh, well, I was only acting crazy because like something was going on back home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, otherwise, I would have been a great Big Brother player.
Yes. Speaking of family things, Sarah Beth also was having a bit of a day. I believe it was, maybe the anniversary of her father's or stepfather his death from COVID last year, and she was having some trouble with that, and Kylan was sort of comforting her. So that was going on. Sarah Beth mostly absent from a lot of the talks yesterday, likely, you know, because of that.
And because she's listening to Britney's rap all day.
Yeah, Brittany has a rap. She's been practicing her speech. She's nervous about Julie listening to it. And I was like, Julie's not the only one that's going to be.
Yeah. Nervous about Julie listening to it. The millions of people watching, fine. But I don't want Julie to judge me.
Mm-hmm. So we are eventually going to get to the veto ceremony, where of course Derek is not going to use the veto. After the veto ceremony, Kylan had planned on doing these team meetings again, that's what he's going to do. He's first going to meet with the aces, and just wants to check in with them and make sure that everyone's still on the same page about the vote. They are. He also wants to basically say, like, look, my power is up essentially. And I would like to, you know from people that I will be protected heading into next week. And the aces are all like, oh, of course. And Brent is like, yeah, your name hasn't even come up. In fact, your gender hasn't even come up. Wait, what does that mean? We're obviously getting out a female next week.
Yeah. Are you a female, Kylan?
What I love about this is that, typically with these, sort of like, well, we got to get a woman out, or we got to get a man out. Like, typically that's the sort of thing that you like, you got to keep it hush hush. Like, oh, we can't let the women get, in control. But for Brent, not only is it a genuine motivation, but he also feels like it's a great public motivation. That like, oh, this is a great excuse. Females, look at you. You're eight. We are six, us men.
Make the game fair, females. What are you doing? Also, he kind of has the raw, like, he thinks that a couple of females will be okay with this. So one of the people he mentions is Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like Whitney and Hannah will be totally down with it.
He says this in front of Hannah and Whitney in the meeting. He's like, a female is going next week. Everybody agrees.
Yeah, he doesn't say Alyssa. He says Hannah. So I don't know where he's been. I guess his love for Hannah is blinding him.
Mm-hmm. Kylan's going to meet with the Kings. They have a similar conversation. They're going to protect him. They ask if there's anything they should be worried about. And Kylan mentions that people have been talking about couples and being worried about them, but it's primarily been Frenchie, obviously. So they don't need to worry too much. And people are like in a weird spot because Christian keeps asking people, like, what should I do with Alyssa? Should I keep hanging out with her, or should I not hang out with her, or what's going on? And people are like, it's mostly just Frenchie that cares. But they also don't want to make him like feel super comfortable. So they're like, I've heard some people talk, but it's mostly Frenchie, so don't worry about it. But maybe, but no. And it's just going to be lots of conversations about that. And he's also
as if Christian is going to do anything differently.
Yeah, I think honestly, it's just a thing that Christian is using to make it seem like he's talking game with people. Like late into the night, when he's like in the bathroom with Brittany, and like he was already talking with Tiffany in there. And so I think he felt like I need to talk with Brittany. He was just like, okay, this is a go-to thing. I can feel like I can make her feel like I'm asking her for her advice, but he didn't care what she had to say. In fact, he kept talking over her anytime she started to give him her advice.
Right.
So I think it's just like a way for him to like be like, hey, I'm asking for your advice in the game advice. I'm talking game with you. What do you think I should do with Alyssa?
Yeah, that's well observed. I think it's also like if it does end up kind of going against him and the showmance works against him, he can be like, ugh, all these fake people, they told me it was fine.
Yeah, exactly. They also talk about Derek X in this King's meeting. Basically, they're all on the same page. They all want to go after Brent and Whitney next week. And in order to do that, they need to get Derek X to throw the HOH. And they do want to bring this group together with Derek X. And so, Kylan is essentially saying, like, we know now that Frenchie is the reason there was any tension between Christian, Alyssa, and Derek X. But, it still happened. And so like those feelings are still, you know, they still have to be worked on. And so like, you know, he again wants to make sure that everyone feels as comfortable as possible. So that Derek can throw this, this HOH to somebody in the Kings. And so they talk about that. And then Alyssa's like, hey, can I talk to you one-on-one? Which was basically a way of getting Sarah Beth out of the room because she wanted to talk to him about Slaughterhouse stuff. She's essentially like, so, you know, it's great and all to get Derek X to throw the HOH, but, you know, it's not necessarily in the best interest of Christian and I to win this HOH either and be the ones to target Brent and Whitney, considering the whole Slaughterhouse of it all. Kylan agrees, like, okay, it would be great to throw it to Sarah Beth or to Claire or Tiffany or, you know, anybody else that could take that shot. But at the end of the day, if they have to win and take the shot themselves, they will. And so that's basically where they stand on that.
Yeah. Can I just get a quick like stage set on who still thinks the Slaughterhouse is a thing? Is it just Big D, Brent, and Whitney?
I don't think Big D still thinks it's a thing. I think it's just Brent and Whitney. Okay. Basically, part of this conversation is we are going to continue to make Brent and Whitney think that Slaughterhouse is still a thing, but it's not. And so, you know, Kylan had originally, I think, intended to keep the Slaughterhouse, stable. But Tiffany's sort of work on Christian and Alyssa has really pulled them away from Brent and Whitney. Now if Brent or Whitney win an HOH, Slaughterhouse, yeah. if they don't, there is a clear target here. And Brent will have to learn the hard way that, the Slaughterhouse has been, slaughtered.
Yeah. That sounds so vegan liberation. Slaughter the Slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So Alyssa's going to run this to X and Christian that, okay, we're going to throw this HOH to Sarah Beth or the Queens or whoever, that we can. If we have to, we'll win and we'll take the shot ourselves. It's just not preferable. So then we're going to get the Jokers meeting with Kylan. And Frenchie, of course, is trying to sort of like broker an alliance between the Jokers and the Queens. He's like, "Oh, you guys need to work together. You'll both be down one player." And he's still trying to be the, you know, the godfather of the house, basically.
Yeah, he's like, "Go on without me." He's trying to like set people up after he has dearly departed.
He would love for this to be like the new alliance that runs the house, and then he can be like, "Yeah, I set that up."
Yeah,
yeah.
What do you mean, Frenchie claiming credit for something that he doesn't deserve? That would happen.
He also mentions that he does not want to be voted out unanimously. He wants at least one vote. And Big D's, I volunteer as tribute.
Yeah. I wonder if Big D, I mean, he talks about how Frenchie is like his type. I feel like there's some crushing action happening here. Because what is so great about Frenchie that literally everybody has seen him for who he is, except, you know, Big D is like, you know, I assure he that he sees him for who he is, but he still like loves him.
Well, okay, so we know that Big D saw himself and Frenchie as the next better version of Derek and Cody. Do we think that Big D, aka Derek, sees himself as the Derek and Frenchie is the Cody?
Well, who would see themselves as the Cody?
I don't know. I mean, Cody ends up winning too, so.
Well, yeah, but not like not in relationship to Derek. Nobody's like, yeah, I really see myself as the losing sidekick who then years later goes on to be mentored onto a victim. That's not a real narrative that people see for themselves. Everybody sees themselves as the protagonist, not the sidekick. But maybe, I don't know, maybe Derek F has some self-image issues and he does see himself as the sidekick.
Okay. Well, I'm just like, maybe he thinks that, you know, Frenchie is the pretty boy, Cody of the Alliance. And he's the, you know,
I'm sure Frenchie thinks that he looks like Cody.
Yeah. he's not a meathead. He's not enough of a meathead, to look like Cody.
Oh, that's true. He would never see himself as Cody. He hates meatheads. Oh, slaughterhouse meat. Okay.
I didn't get that actually.
Yeah, he hates meatheads, so he wants to slaughter them. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, he's the butcher in the slaughterhouse, chopping out those meatheads. Except he immediately ruined
trips
it
on
by
the conveyor belt
all
and
of the meatheads.
Yeah, gets ground up in his own slaughterhouse.
Yeah. So Tiffany and Claire are going to talk a little bit. Claire mentions that she's noticed that Whitney seems to be trying to distance herself from Brent a little bit and has been throwing him under the bus some. I think that this is, obviously Claire has observed this, but I think the reality of the situation is that most of the people in the house have lumped Whitney and Brent together. They're on the same team. They talk a lot. And a lot of people have been like, do you think they'll get together? But the reality is that Whitney's never really been that pro Brent. Whitney has talked to Alyssa plenty of times about like, leave these guys to their own fate. So like, I don't care. And I think that people have vastly overestimated their connection. And I think that she doesn't see that. And that's why Whitney feels so comfortable throwing things and feeling like she's safe if they go after the guys, because she doesn't realize that she's been connected to Brent in the way that other people have connected her to him.
It's also funny because Brent is hitting on everyone kind of except her.
Yeah, he's going to talk to Derek X a little bit later. And one of the main things he brings up is like, oh, no, never Whitney.
Yeah, they're lumped in, you know, as often as Christian and Alyssa are, even though they clearly have no relationship. Meanwhile, Brent is trying to have a relationship with everything else that moves.
Yes. So I think what Claire is seeing is just straight up Whitney being Whitney. But she's interpreting it as, oh, Whitney sees the tides are turning and she's trying to get off that ship. I think she doesn't see that the tides are turning. I just think she's never really been on the ship.
Whoa, that's deep. That's like a Brent thought.
Or a Frenchie thought.
Yeah. Whoever does the best metaphor.
I couldn't possibly aspire to the level of Brent's wisdom. That's
right.
Too much.
Yeah, well, I'm always saying that you're just existing. You're not living.
Frenchie, speaking of, is going to give a soliloquy to the cameras. He's in the storage room. He's, okay. I just want all the kids out there to you know, if you've ever thought about applying to this show, you do it, you know, and if you're scared of doing something, you follow your dreams. That's my message. You know, like, you gotta just go for it. And that's how you do, like, he's giving some sort of like, you know, again, he's in his mind, like some inspirational figure at this point.
Yeah. I'm trying to imagine the child that is like really looking up to Frenchie. What's going on in that child's life?
He's a figure for all of the southern gentlemen who get stereotyped.
Yeah, that must be really hard for southern gentlemen to get stereotyped.
Southern gentle children.
Ew. I don't like that phrase. Gentle children makes me uncomfortable. Not a fan. Yeah, I don't know. Do you think Frenchie is going to get like a really rude awakening when he comes back, or does he kind of suspect that he's not going to be very popular?
He definitely suspects it. I think he's hoping the other thing, right? Or maybe it is that he's hedging his bets, knowing that that people often think that they're popular, and he's like, maybe I'm not. But I don't think he'll be overly surprised, nor do I think he'll act overly surprised. But like I said, I do think that he will, I think he'll lean into it as much as possible. Because who Frenchie is that he tries to give people what they want when he's talking to them, right?
What the children want is a really generic motivational speech.
Follow your dreams.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
Xavier walks in toward the end of this and he's like, oh, hey, you can help me out here too, right? If people want to apply for this show, they should, right? And Xavier's like, yep.
Uh-huh. What else is he going to say? Like, no, I'm having a terrible time. You could end up like Frenchie.
So Brent is going to talk with Derek. This is actually that conversation I was talking about with Brent talking about Whitney. He lets Derek know that he doesn't compete for women. Brent is, he's not a person that competes for women. So that's why he's not really pursued Alyssa. You know,
because he doesn't qualify for the competitions ever. In order to compete, you have to be a contestant.
Brent has mentioned this before, but like, he's got his pick, right? Women come to him. He can basically be with whoever he wants. So, he's not the kind of guy, like, if he's got to compete, then that's nah. That's not his thing. And if Christian wants to go after Alyssa, then like, whatever. I'll let him have a crack. So in the meantime, he does like Hannah.
He's still flirting with Alyssa. That's the thing. Like, he is. I know that he's like, whatever. He's like, I'm gonna back off. But it's so weird the way that he talks to her. He's like talking to her about like how she flirts or whatever. And he's like, I'll give you flirting lessons. And she's like, I'm actually fine. And they talk about like how they're gonna like spend the money, and he's like, I'll teach you how to invest. Like, it's just really like, it really makes me uncomfortable the way that he speaks to pretty much everybody, but like also that he's saying like, oh, I'm not gonna try to do anything with Alyssa, even though he is obviously flirting with her.
Mm-hmm. And like the night before, he was talking with Hannah, and they're talking about his eyes. He's like, these are like marriage material eyes, right? She's like, maybe like serial killer eyes.
Yeah. It's really, this man is like trying so hard to get something going. I don't know who told him that he was that attractive, but it really did not do him any good to go onto a show with millions of people watching, trying to get romance, thinking that he is more attractive than he is.
Big D is going to talk with Xavier about, who from the cookout should we target? Which people should we bring to the end? And he mentions this idea of the final three being himself, Xavier, and Kylan. And X is like, yeah, that's fine with me.
Right. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah. Azza, almost as though she heard my update yesterday, is going to have a conversation with Derek X about
for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great conversation, and they're bonding. And she mentions that she likes him a lot and would want to, have his back in the game. And he says same. And I'm like, yes, this is exactly what I was hoping you would do after the night before when you were defending him to Big D.
Yeah, they're in a hammock for a long, long time together. And then later, Derek X talks about his type being tall and slender, and he cares most about people's personalities. And then later, he's like, I really like Oz's personality. So just something to watch.
Lita, you're walking into dangerous territory here, because the Hannah Derek shippers are going to be very upset.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm a me and Derek shipper, so this is not... I can't ship anybody with him, but I'm just saying I like these two as well.
All right. It's a good conversation. I like that Azza is doing it. I'm still concerned about her in the long term, where like she's still very far behind in terms of like the structure of the house. But in the short term, she's not really anybody's target. She should be good. She's still pretty covered by the cookout. Now that she's got Derek X on board, that's a good thing. And it's a good thing for Derek X as well to pick up another potential ally. And I think that Azza will have time to build something in the future. As long as the current structure isn't like the structure forever, she, I think, will have the chance to get out from under this whole Joker's thing.
Yeah, and it also seems, they don't really talk much, but it seems like whatever weirdness was going on between her and Tiffany yesterday is okay. Yeah. Because Derek X and Azza talk about like, who do they want to be lifelong friends with after this? And Azza mentions Tiffany, and you know, it's funny hearing them talk about that, because Derek X is like, yeah, Claire is someone that I would like be New York friends with.
Yes. Speaking of, Derek talks to Claire for a while. They've also been talking and bonding a lot. This is, again, good for Derek. Also very good for Claire, because Claire has been lagging behind Tiffany when it comes to social relationships. And so she is doing a decent job of getting in there with a couple of these players that basically have openings in their calendars for other relationships in the house. One being Derek X. And it's very funny, actually. They're talking for a while. And Derek mentions that he's like, yeah, I just think, Brent is maybe like too confident, like almost to a fault. Like, I'd almost say, like, I wouldn't say arrogant. I mean, maybe I'd say arrogant. he's like, yeah. Brent asked me, he was like, how would you rate your confidence on a scale of 1 to 10? And I was like, I don't know, like a 7.5, like 8. And he was like, okay. And he was like, and I specifically didn't ask him the question back. I didn't want to give him the satisfaction. He would have been like, oh, like a 50.
Yeah.
I gain a point every time I have a conversation with a female.
Oh my God. I don't know. I think you're being a little unfair. I've never heard of a male being overconfident before.
Yeah.
So it
seems surprising.
I don't know. I think he is probably one of the humblest people that's ever played, and he would brag about how humble he is.
But Derek is just very funny. He's also funny,
and people are commenting on it too. Mm-hmm. Like, people are talking about like he has like a very dry wit. I think it took people a second to warm up to him, because he's not like overtly, you know, like class clown funny, as somebody put it about Brent, but like he's making faces at the camera. He's very, very good. We love Derek.
He also tells a story about Hannah, where he said, like, yeah, so Whitney was trying to like connect with Hannah, because like he says Hannah's stock is rising in this game. I was like, dude, stock watches tonight. This is great. We'll see if you're right. He's like, so Whitney goes up to Hannah and she's like, oh, hey, how's it going? Like, she's like, oh, so what, like, what are your parents like? And he's like, and Hannah just shut that down. She looks at Whitney. She's like, I don't like being asked forced questions like that, actually. I only want to talk about it if like comes up naturally. And he's like, Whitney was like, oh yeah, totally. Like, oh, well, I'm sure we'll talk about it when it comes up naturally. And just silence.
I hate watching some of these people try to interact with each other. So hard to watch.
But I thought this story was interesting because, first of all, like Derek loved it, loved watching it. He thought it was hilarious. Right. He's telling the story to Claire. But during the story, Claire does mention like, yeah, she is. They both mentioned like, yeah, Hannah is a little bit closed off. She doesn't like to open up to people very much. And you know, in telling the story, this is an example of that. And you know, we've been kind of like, why is Hannah excluded so often from things? We've discussed that. I think just the other day we were talking about how, you know, she does kind of tend to keep it to small talk. And she doesn't like opening up about things like parents, like whatever. I think this was just sort of, you know, one example of that. And, you know, if you're going to have an interaction like that with somebody, like it's going to be harder to be like, yeah, Hannah's somebody I definitely want to include in my alliance.
Yeah. Yes, but I'll just defend Hannah first. Not that you're like attacking her,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It is hard because then you're playing sort of a double game when somebody is hitting on you that you're not interested in. Like, it's hard because you have to be closed off to an extent. Otherwise, you'll be accused of like inviting more. And so for her, it might be to protect her against like Brent's retaliation. So she's like, oh, I'm just closed off to everybody. I'm just a really private person, you know, or it just makes her uncomfortable in general. It makes her not want to share with people because she's uncomfortable. And Brent's read on this is so bad. He's like, he says something about how like, oh, well, if I liked this is the perfect environment for me to get to know Hannah, because if she acted like this to me in the real world, if she was this closed off, then I would have moved on by now. And it's like, so you're saying like she's trapped. And so you're going to keep trying. That is a horrible way to look at the situation.
Yeah, he's just like, and I'm just not her type, which is why like, you know,
but he literally says like he would have moved on in the real world, which suggests that he's not going to move on now because he likes that she's trapped.
Two people that are enjoying each other's company, as I mentioned, are Christian and Alyssa, who spend a lot of time together, especially in the hammock. You know, so much so that like there are multiple times in the day that like the entire house is hanging out together, and Christian and Alyssa are like you know, canoodling in the hammock, or like just, you know, hanging out together, talking about you know, movies and Harry Potter, how she hasn't seen it, and stuff like that.
Huh.
Yeah.
How old is Alyssa? She's 23?
Something like that.
Do the kids not, they don't watch Harry Potter anymore?
She was about to explain why she hadn't seen Harry Potter, but again, Christian interrupted her and just said that he's going to make her watch it and that she has to promise to not watch it without him. But I don't think she intended to watch it at all. So... I don't think that was an important promise to make.
She's like, okay, I promise. I won't go back on that. Yeah. Is Frenchie just watching them through the window, like seething?
A little bit, I think. Hannah is then going to talk to Claire. Hannah is also going to be doing a bit of bonding with Claire. Hannah talks a little bit about how Brent seems to like her. And she's like, poor guy thinks I like him too. He was like, the other day he was like, oh, and I know you like me. And I was like,
No,
yeah.
It's so bad.
Claire tells Hannah the story of Derek telling the story about Hannah, and how much he seemed to enjoy it. And she was like, oh, he thinks I'm funny.
Yeah. Okay, there's one for the shippers.
Yes, she's like, it's very important to me that, you know, we have the same sense of humor. They go on to like basically just like, as they say, talk about boys. They talk about how like Christian and X both seem to want Alyssa. They think Alyssa is just bored. They think that like Christian really wants Alyssa, but Alyssa's just like, sure.
I guess maybe, but it's not like Alyssa's not into it.
Yeah, I think I disagree. I think that Alyssa is actually into Christian. I think he's probably more into her than she is into him. But
yeah, but at the very least, she's into the attention and is into to the idea of being with him in the house. I mean, I'm sure she's bored. Everybody's bored. But that's how many flirtations start.
Yeah. They go on, they talk about a lot of different people. Hannah asks Claire, like, who she would be into. And he's like, ah, not really anybody. Well, just like aesthetically, like anything. And I got the sense that Claire wanted to say Derek X, but they had already kind of talked about how Hannah was into Derek X a little bit. She mentions Kyland, but she's like, I can't even picture Kyland dating anybody. He's just too like Kyland.
Yeah. She also says like, I would be, you know, maybe interested in Kyland, but I don't think he's interested in me. And Hannah's like, he's not.
Yeah.
She's like, so sure.
And then eventually she comes around to like, yeah, I mean, Derek X kind of reminds me of, like an ex of mine, like, and
a Derek X of mine.
Exactly. But he's just like a brother to me in here. So,
people throw that around too much.
Yeah. It's very
brother,
rare.
Brother, sister,
true as well.
Son, etc.
Then Tiffany is going to come in and talk with Hannah. And Tiffany is going to be focusing a bit more on the game. She says that her team wants to work with Hannah, that they want her. And Hannah's like, they want me out? No, to work with you. Hannah says, obviously the people in the cookout are safe with me. And again, anytime Hannah still doesn't know the name of the cookout. So if I mention the cookout, it's just because I don't want to have to say five names. But those people are safe with the six. She mentions them as the six. People in the six are safe with me. She says that she's been talking with Claire and gets along with her really well. And so she would love to work with Claire. So working with Tiffany's team would be great. Tiffany, Kylan, and Claire. She says that she thinks that Brent is the most powerful person in the house. And once he's out of the way, nobody will be able to stop the six of them. So Hannah is clearly like a little bit behind in terms of information. At this time, Brent is probably the least powerful person in the house. But Tiffany is like, yeah, of course, you know, it's the Brent, Whitney, and Frenchie's, you know, snake, head of the snake monster thing, three-headed monster, whatever it is. And we gotta get one of them out. And Tiffany mentions that she is concerned that Brent and Whitney are coming for Claire. And Hannah says, yes. Although she said they did mention that they would probably target Brittany first, but maybe if Brittany came down or somebody came down, they'd probably put Claire up on the block. So you have a little bit of buffer room potentially.
Yeah. Hannah's behind on information in a way that I think works for her.
Yes. Yeah. It's not, I mean, it's not, you know, obviously you'd prefer to be on top of the information, but it's not putting her in a bad spot right now, because her being behind is her catching on to what Tiffany and some other people are onto like days and days ago, but coming to the same conclusions. It's not like she's saying, well, we need to like appease Brent. She's saying, we got to get this guy out. And Tiffany's like, yes, that's what she wants to hear. She is concerned that Brent and Whitney are too close with Christian and Alyssa, which is another thing that's a little bit outdated at this point, right. Although still a somewhat valid concern. She says she's never heard Tiffany's name, and if she did, she'd let Tiffany know. And she says that...
And has she heard her gender?
Oh, well, the female gender has been spoken of. Tiffany says, I really like Derek X and I want to keep Derek X around. And Hannah agrees. She says she doesn't, she's like worried for him that he's going to emerge as the next biggest target because he's won these vetoes. Tiffany thinks he'll be fine. And then Hannah says that she doesn't think that Christian and Alyssa would put Brent or Whitney on the block. Tiffany's like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. She's like, really? You think they might? They might. So good conversation here between Hannah and Tiffany off the heels of a good conversation between Hannah and Claire. Hannah is starting to catch up with the game a little bit here. She's also been talked about as somebody to include in some things, and we're going to see a conversation right after this. That's another good conversation for her, but Hannah doing some good stuff here last night.
Yes. Hannah, I mean, her stock is going up. It's been mentioned.
The stock is on the rise.
Let's not to do any insider trading here, but
Tiffany is then going to talk with Christian in the bathroom here late at night. First, you know, he talks about how, you know, all these other guys are jealous of me and Alyssa. He's like, you know, X and Brent and Derek. They're all jealous. I think he's mentioning Derek because Alyssa brings this up a lot. I didn't fully catch it. Like, basically the first real conversation Alyssa had with Derek X. I guess, because again, I didn't catch it myself, but based on her retelling it about 15 times, he said that he was intimidated because she was so pretty, and didn't want to talk with her because he was worried that Frenchie would like think that something might happen or something along those lines. And you know, ever since then, Alyssa has been telling that story to everybody that Derek X thinks she's really pretty. And so I think perhaps that is why Christian thinks that that Derek X is jealous of him as well. But that's what Christian is saying.
That's so annoying. I would be so annoyed if I lived with her and she was like, did you guys hear that this hot guy thinks that I'm pretty? Did you hear that? Isn't that weird? Isn't that awkward? So awkward.
To be fair, she is saying it in a positive way about Derek X. Like, that was like her being like, oh, this was the reason why it's actually a good thing. We like Derek X. But yes.
Because he likes me so much.
Yes.
I hate
So Christian says, though, that he trusts that X, as in Xavier, wouldn't let the jealousy impact his game. And I actually think that, again, like, to some degree, he is right here with Xavier. Xavier has sort of expressed interest in Alyssa in the past, kind of got turned down. And there is kind of an awkward vibe occasionally when it's the three of them. But I agree as well with Christian that I don't think Xavier would let that impact his game. Xavier, by the way, if I haven't mentioned it, you know, in the past, does a lot of cuddling with Whitney. He did a lot of cuddling with her the night that Kylan won A2H, and then last night he was doing it a lot as well. I mean, Whitney likes to cuddle in general, but it's just, I think that Xavier is kind of the most open and willing person, perhaps. And I'm sure they, you know, maybe find each other attractive. I don't know, but they cuddle a lot.
I feel like it'd be hard not to find them attractive. So I agree with that. I'm trying to imagine the world that Alyssa lives in where she would pick Christian over Xavier, and it's not a world I want to live in.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tiffany asks, okay, well, I think because of what Hannah was saying in terms of Christian and Alyssa, Brent and Whitney, would they really go after each other? She's just kind of trying to like feel this out, see if Hannah was on to anything. She's asking like, would Alyssa be mad if you know, if we went after Brent and Whitney, like, would she feel any type of way about that at all? He says basically no. He says, well, here's the thing. Brent and Whitney do trust us, so we would prefer to not win and take the shot ourselves, but don't worry. Like, if it's me versus, you know, one of them or something like that, I'm going to go for it and I will take the shot myself. Like, and I think Brent would respect it. And Tiffany's like, yeah, he would definitely respect it. It's a game. It's, you know, he says, well, okay. So after Brent goes, they think, you know, Whitney would probably have no choice but to come to them. She's not going to go to the Jokers. So that's good. But then, you know, if they then take out Whitney or something along those lines, like, who should we go after next? And Christian mentions that Big D was talking about, like, how is anyone supposed to win anything with Derek X around? And he's trying to paint a target on Derek X. He's like, I don't think Big D is a threat. Like, he runs his mouth sometimes, but we can take him out whenever we want. I'm not concerned about him. But you know, maybe Derek X has won a few vetoes. Maybe after Brent and Whitney are gone, if we have a shot, maybe we shouldn't not take the shot at Baby D, as he refers to Derek X.
Do we really think that if Brent goes out, it would be Whitney right after that?
No.
Because it seems... Yeah, okay. I was going to say. They're all talking about it as if it's going to be two in a row, but it seems like there would be no point in getting Whitney out.
Yes. That. I think that assuming Whitney survives and like it's not like Brent and Whitney on the block, Brent wins veto, they take out Whitney to weaken Brent, then I do think that once Brent goes... Very good chance that Whitney is back in, and people don't bother with her. But of course, when you're planning it out, talking about 2 weeks ahead, where you're not targeting each other is better than the alternative. So he mentions that potentially taking the shot at Derek X, and you can see literally Tiffany just had a conversation with Hannah where Hannah said, "If I hear anybody say your name, I'm not going to say yes or no. I'm going to be like, oh yeah, good points." And Tiffany's like, yes. And then Hannah was like, then a couple days later, I'll come back and be like, so I was thinking about it and I was thinking about actually this person and trump their reasoning, right? And Tiffany was like, that's great. That's a great idea. And so then immediately Tiffany is in this spot where Christian brings up Derek X's name and she's like, and she doesn't quite not say no, but she does say, well, you got to think about jury too. Like who do you want on the jury? And obviously I think anybody would want Derek X on the jury. He seems like a very, when you think about people you want on the jury, you're thinking about people that aren't going to hold grudges. He's not a guy to hold a grudge. So I think that's why she's bringing this point up. And he's like, oh yeah, jury maintenance. Forgot about that. and so
he always uses just like slightly the wrong word.
Yeah.
Not management, maintenance. You gotta check your jury when the light goes on.
She's trying to point him in the direction of Brittany. Brittany as the sort of like, okay, if we take out Brent, take out Whitney, or if we need a replacement, then Brittany would be the option. We wouldn't want Brittany in the juries. And he's kind of like, would we not want Brittany in the jury? And she's like, yeah, did you see? It took her a days to understand why she was put on the block from Kylan. She would not be a good juror. And I'm not sure I actually agree. I think that Brittany would be a fine juror for the most part, although she does have some weird things about like Hannah. So maybe not, but I think that, you know, you can make the case that she wouldn't be. And I think that's what Tiffany's trying to do in order to get the target on her.
I think that Tiffany is right. I mean, good juror, bad juror, like doesn't make sense as a premise to me. Cause it totally depends on who you are, right? Like, people's jury criteria could be good or bad for you. Well,
I think the thing is that most people see themselves as the best player. And mm-hmm. Most people are looking for jurors that will vote for the best player. It takes a very like self-aware player to be like, I actually don't want jurors that are going to vote for the best player.
Right. But I think that if the criteria is a bad juror is someone who will vote not necessarily for the best player, I think that Brittany would be a bad juror. I think that Brittany is very emotional. I think she takes things personally. I think she has deep personal feelings about each of these people, which I think is great. We love a bitter juror. But I say that tongue in cheek. That's not a premise that I agree with. The concept of bitter jurors, but I do think that this is true. If we're talking about who's going to vote in a really rational, level-headed way based only on gameplay, which is a boring juror, then yeah, I think that Brittany would be a bad juror.
Yes. So that's Tiffany's argument there. Christian thinks that the Big D probably would not be a good juror, but because they can get him out whenever they want, it's not worth taking him out earlier. He thinks that Brent would be a good juror, but when Tiffany's like, he's like, I mean, I agree though. He needs to go first. Like, I'm just trying to think about all the options. he still brings up, okay, it's gotta be Brittany that goes next or Baby D. Brittany or Baby D. So she didn't quite throw him off the scent here. But again, you know, he's talking about like 3 weeks in the future at the moment. They then talk about, okay, who are we taking to the end? And this is when things get a little bit more interesting. Christian says he doesn't want to bring Sarah Beth to the end. She's too sweet. It's too likable. Too easy to beat them in the end. Tiffany says, I want to take Claire. I'm bringing her over. They want her out. I want her in.
Right.
And Christian says, I want to take Alyssa.
Of course.
And she's like, great. Who else do we bring to the final five? We've got us four. Who's our fifth? Kyland. Christian's like, yeah, he's too sweet too. He's too likable. And Christian says, so the thing is about X, I don't really know how he competes. I don't know like what he's going to bring to the table yet because he hasn't really shown what he's capable of. But you know, if he gets to the end, he might not have much of a resume if he continues to play the way he's playing right now. So maybe we could bring him, but he could be like the first to go of the five. And so they kind of discuss that option, but the bottom line here is that the four is definitely them. Claire, Tiffany, Christian, Alyssa, that's the four. They're making that final four. And then Tiffany said, well, actually, I like Hannah a lot. I would love to bring Hannah. It's like how far? She's like, what if we swapped X with Hannah? He's like, well, maybe. She's like, you would be the only guy at that point. He's like, yeah, that's true. It seems like he's a little bit hesitant on that point. I think that he wants to bring X because he feels like X is on his team and he's probably got a little bit more control over that situation. But again, for the most part, they're saying the final four is those four.
Yeah, I got the sense that Christian does not want to bring X and was more receptive to Hannah.
I definitely felt like he was a little hesitant. He mentioned like, oh, I could be okay with that. But then he started to bring up like the thing about Hannah is that I'm worried that she could cause some like stir up some stuff. And he'd be worried about that. So I think that he just doesn't have much of a relationship with her right now. And I think that something that he's talked with Alyssa about is that he likes this new alliance that they've built because the Kings have the numbers in it. And that he has the majority within that alliance. And so I think when he's thinking about the final five, he's thinking about, I want to have three people to Tiffany's two. And so if Tiffany brings up Hannah as an option, as somebody that Tiffany likes, then Tiffany would have three and he'd have two. And I think he wants to have a person that feels like his person. That was my read at least.
Yeah, I just felt like he was more resistant to the Derek idea, or to Xavier. Oh my God, these
X. That's the problem with X. Yeah.
Yes.
I think that he's hesitant on it for sure. Like I said, yeah. he's not sure about Xavier. I think that he's looking for somebody, and I think that's why he was having trouble because the only person he can think of that isn't Sarah Beth that is too sweet. And he also mentioned like could probably beat them in those end game right. competitions. The only person you could think of right now is Xavier. Maybe Hannah, maybe not. So really, again, at the end of the day, they were kind of like, this is too far out anyway. And I'm sure we'll figure it out
either
later.
Either way, but this is a new four.
Yes. The core is that these are the four.
Alyssa, Claire, Christian, Tiffany.
All right. So that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it for the night. Tiffany doing more work here. Now, obviously, I should point out that I think this is not a great move for, I mean, it's a good move for Tiffany in this moment.
Right.
This is not a good, like, I would imagine that she doesn't actually intend to go to the final four with Christian and Alyssa. I think it's a great move to make this alliance with them again. If Christian does turn out to be a competition threat in this game, having him like really on board with her is another great way to control the power if she doesn't get it. And it also helps further prevent Christian and Brent from coming back together, especially with the things that she's been saying to Christian and helping sort of like fan the flames of that, like, oh yeah, he is jealous. Love this overall from Tiffany, as long as it's not her actual long-term plan. And even if it is, like, it probably won't work out that way anyway.
So far in the future.
In general, think it's great. And as I said, lots of plans being made, lots of pieces moving. Derek X does need to be worried about Christian still, apparently. That is something that could come up later. But it's interesting. There's a lot of interesting things happening. It's definitely a slower pace than it was before, but we're definitely seeing a lot of the impacts of like how many people are playing their own game happening because there's stuff going all over the place here.
Because it's no longer Big Frenchie. Big Brother.
Yes. It's Big Kylan.
Yeah. Yeah. Not as... Kylan does not loom as large.
Tiffany was like, Frenchie's probably... you know, he's feeling so down because he thought that he came into this house like the oldest guy and he was going to be, you know, Mr. Big Brother. And then Kylan, who's like, you know, like, however, it's like 7 years younger than him, or I guess actually it's only like 4 or 5 years younger than him.
Frenchie's only 34?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
But Kylan comes in here running the game like week two, like he's the CEO of Big Brother. And poor Frenchie's like, oh, man.
You didn't talk about the nail painting party, Taryn.
Yes.
So many important things happened yesterday. The feeds cut every 2 seconds and all the boys got their nails painted.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had your nails painted?
I don't think so. No.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, next live know-it-alls. We'll get it done. That's my area of expertise.
It sounds good. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Lita?
No, just a lot of people talking about their types, some people talking about their crushes. I think we're gonna get a lot more than just Alyssa and Critney. Alyssa and
Critney.
Oh my god. Alyssa.
Would that be their ship name?
No, Critney doesn't even make sense. Alyssa and Christian. There's too many like us.
Well,
sounds.
Christian and Whitney, it would be Critney.
I know, but that's not going to happen. That's not a
or
real
Wistgen.
Thing. It's not a real thing that's on the table. I don't know why I said that. Alyssa and Christian.
What would,
I think
what
we're
would
gonna
Whitney
get
and Xavier be?
Zitney. Xitney. Wavier. I don't know. Whitavier? It's bad. It's all bad. But I think I am one of the people that is not against showmances. So I'm excited to see who else. Hopefully I just won't get too jealous of if anybody ends up with Derek X.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. I will, of course, be back tonight for the second roundtable of the season. We will update the stock watch. We will rate these players. We'll be live at 8 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you tune in for that. I will be sending out the survey on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. You can find me there on Twitter, and I will be tweeting out the survey for tonight where you can rate the players yourself and, you know, give all sorts of other opinions on the week at large. And then tomorrow I'll be back at 11 a.m. Eastern to update on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds, as well as tomorrow night. We'll have the recap for Wednesday and all of that good stuff. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll be watching the episode live tomorrow night with you guys. So tune in for that. Amongst all of the other things, Lita, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Lita Tweeted. You can find me on Instagram at Lita Grammed. Oh, I'm private on Twitter again because of job stuff. But just request me. I'll add you. You can follow my dog, who made a brief appearance on this podcast, on Instagram at SassyCassiePGH. And then I have been out of town literally for the last 2 months straight, so we have not streamed, but I do have a Twitch. It's twitch.tv/pittygaming, P-I-T-T-I-E. My partner and I play video games. We just downloaded Valorant, so we're going to try that pretty soon. So yeah, you can follow me there, and I'm happy to be back. I took a couple years off from Big Brother just because the kind of misogyny and racism of it all was not something that I enjoyed having in my life. And I was on vacation for the first week of this season. So I kind of feel like I've been hit all at once with a ton of Big Brother stuff, but I am back in, locked in for the season. So very happy to be back on the update.
All right. Well, thank you guys once again for joining us, and I will see all of you next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.